Begin the current Tav, Mesech de Shabbos, Tav Vav. Begin the Amen Alf. Begin the Taisi de Bemasra. Taisi begins with the words of the Gemara. Midi de Hava Amavr Chayfetz Rishos Aram. Same thing that we find by transporting an object in the Rishos Aram. Which Taisi comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara bring the proof from the laws of Haitzah, of transferring from one domain to another domain, and rather it picks it from Mavr. And that is, the Gemara brings, according to the Rabbanon, the source that there's a liability of transferring something from Rishos Yoch to Rishos Aram through a Carmel is, oh, that we know, like the Taisa of Ramaskal is from, when you transport something, an object, four Amas and Rishos Aram, more than the Dalet Amas, even though it's in this Lamdisha technical, you're passing after the Dalet Amas, when you don't put the object down, that's an exempted area. Even so, when you put it down, you're liable. Here too, when you pass by the exempted area of the Carmelis, which is a Makom Patur, you can be liable when you subsequently put it down in Rosh Hashanah. So Taisa says, Havalela Minkar Amaitzi. The truth is, the Gemara should have brought the proof from the case of taking from one domain to another domain, Dari Bala'el, which that's actually what we were talking about, from one domain to another domain. The Chol Kama Dulei Manachle, as long as you didn't put it down, that Mifter, that you're going to be exempt. And even so, that since there was an Akira and Anoche in a liable area, you're going to be liable. So here also, it should have that the same thing would be for the case we're discussing, is when you're Maitzi through a Makam Tur, like a Karmelis, you're going to be Chayiv. Why did the Gemara bring it not from transferring from one domain to another domain, rather it brings it from transporting, meaning transferring the same thing. Once you transfer it, everything extra is a Makam Tur. Why bring specifically from carrying in Dalet Amas and Rishos Aram when you could have done just from one domain to another domain, which is actually the case that we're describing up until now? Ella rather says Taisim Mishum the Baster Hachinakar. It's because of what the Gemara subsequently was going to bring, which the Gemara was going to bring another proof when it falls off from this proof, which is from Mavir, when you're transporting an object in Rishos Aram in exactly Dalet Amas. So Nakalei Nami Hashas, therefore now, once we're going to bring another interpretation related to Mavir of transporting, so we have to say another case of transporting, although really the case of transferring would have been more appropriate, which is Maitzi, not Mavir, Dalet Amas of Rishos Aram. Or another interpretation, Ubuchol Inyoni Havara, the truth is in all types of transportation, Rishos Aram Kamar, we're talking about in the public domain, which that's not just only for the transportation, that would also be for transferring, and therefore that's all included in this case of Mavir. Therefore, that's why it's not difficult while we say Mavir, because it really includes Maitzi too. Timonex Taisa of Maschot begins with the words of the Gemara Hasama, but there, Kol Echad Manachle, wherever he puts it down, Makam Chivu. It's a liable area, which Taisa can explain why didn't the Gemara bring a proof from when someone transports something above 10 Tefachim from the airspace of Rosh Hashanah. That is, the Gemara rejects the Raya of when you transport exactly four amas in the Rishos Aram, because although over there, as long as you didn't put it down, you're not liable, but still, whenever you're going to put the object down, you're going to be chayiv. In contrast, when you're going through a makom tur like a Carmelis, when you go through the area of the benches, if you're going to put it down, you're not going to be chayiv. Now, Taisa is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara bring a raya? Umaitzi umayshit, from transferring or from stretching out, umaver, or transporting Dalet Amas of Rishos Aram, derech lamalo miyud, if you transport it above 10 tefachim, the chayiv that you're going to be chayiv, avagav diyavamonich le lamalo miyud potter. This is Rabbi's halacha, that if someone transports something, he does an akirin anachem Rishos Aram, but he picks it up above an area of 10 tefachim. So that area is a makam tur, and still we know the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv, so isn't that the same halacha? Why would you go ahead and bring it specifically from a Buhir, where you're saying it's a Makam Chiyav? You could have done the same thing regarding a proof from transferring above 10 Tefachim from the ground. So it's Taisinom Mekam Makam, even so, Tachta, but the area beneath that, but Makam Shemahalach, where you're walking, Makam Chiyavu, it is an area of liability. So therefore, it would be the same rejection the Gemara is giving over here, that, yeah, wherever you're going to put it, it's a Makam Chiyav. Avastav, but the area of the benches, Hakarka Nam and Makam Patur. No, the area beneath is also Makam Patur. Above 10 Tefachim, yeah, is a Makam Patur, but it still wouldn't escape the Gemara's rejection, which is, yeah, but wherever you would put it down is a Makam Chiyav. Here also, although the airspace above 10 Tefachim is a Makam Patur, but wherever you would put it down, the area beneath it is a Makam of Chiyav. Continuing next, Taisdim and Asal, Taisdim begins with the words of the Gemara, Midi Dahava Atzidi Rishos Aram. Just like we find by the sides of Rishos Aram. Chayes comes to explain that why was it so obvious to the Gemara, the case that we're bringing a raya from, which is through the ways of the sides of Rishos Aram that you chayev. And as the Gemara brings a proof for the halacha of the Rabbanon, that when you're transporting something, transferring from Rishas HaYoch to Rishas Rabban through the years of the benches, which is an exempted area, Michayev. Where do we know this from? Any time you take from Rishas HaYoch to Rishas Rabban through the sides of Rishas Rabban, where you're passing through an exempted area, which that's Tzidi Rishas Rabban, and still Michayev for itzah, when you put it down in Rishas Rabban, that's the same thing for over here for the laws of the benches. But then Taisa says, ask us to take a second look. Why would you think that would be more obvious that you're taking for granted to say, oh, we'll bring a rye from the sides of Rishas Rabban, from the areas of the benches. It's the same thing. They're both areas of Carmelus that you're passing through. So we want to know, oh, what's the source of the Rabbanon? Where do we find such a precedent? Oh, you know where the precedent is? Tzidi Rishas Rabban. What's the difference? Aren't they the same thing? Bench area or the sides of Rishas Rabban? Says Taisa, Rishas, what you could say is, no, because the derech bayis, it's the norm of a house. Sheyesh lafan of tzadin, that in front of the house, it doesn't usually go from a house right into the public thoroughfare. You usually have sides of the Rishas Rabban, which is part of the person's property. And therefore, v'chein hoi mistama b'mishkan. Therefore, we could assume that that's the way it was also in the times of the Midbar, by the Mishkan, and therefore, just like over there, they had the halacha of haitzah, which obviously had it see the Rishas Rabban, and still using Michayev. That was the raya for the opinion of the Rabban, we found such a precedent for stav, which is, yeah, the same thing as see the Rishas Rabban, but for that we have a precedent, whereas by stav we don't necessarily have such an explicit halacha of the areas of the bench. Tumi next maskot begins with the Gemara, the hechdeki chifufi b'chulu, where there's, however, protrusions, when there's these beams that are blocking, oh, then it's different. Tais is asked from the sugi in Ervin, that l'char, it sounds like from over there, that the machlikas Rabbi Lazar and Rabban is actually, not like our Gemara is saying, only when there's no chifufi, and that we're saying he agrees when there is. No, it seems like even when there is chifufi. And that is, our Gemara brought a question that Rav Papa asked on the proof of a tzidi Rishas Rab. He says, I understand, according to Rabbanon, that say tzidi Rishas Rab, the size of Rishas Rab, is not like Rishas Rab, and even so, you're saying Michayev when you transfer, but according to Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov, that says the size of Rishas Rab are like Rishas Rab, what are you going to say? So now the Gemara brought an answer that, yeah, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov that says it's like Rishas Rabban is only when there's no chifufe. Then there's no small pegs blocking the way. When there's chifufe, then he would agree that that's going to block the way, and therefore then it's not going to be like Rishas Rabban. And even so, when you transfer, you can be chayiv. That's the raya for also when you pass through the areas of the bench area. Now, Taisus asks, Vatema, Taisus bothered, he wonders, he says, Beper kol gagus. The Gemara in the Erevin of Tzadik Dalam and Aleph, Paruch, the Gemara asks, regarding this exact machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham, that they disagree regarding a courtyard that's open, breached, to the Rishas Rabban. That was this machlekes. Do we say that the courtyard has halacha of Rishas Rabban or like Rishas Yach? So the Gemara said that what's their machlekes regarding the tzidi Rishas Rabban, the boundaries of the person's yard, is like Rishas Rabban or not? That the Gemara asks, but liflik b'tzidi Rishas Rabban de alma. Why if they speak about specifically regarding a breached field? Why don't you talk about in general the size of Rishas Rabban in general? Pirish. So why did they disagree specifically regarding a courtyard that is breached to the street? And the Gemara answers over there, have a plegi ba'alma, had we said their dispute only in general, meaning regarding a generic tzidi Rishas Rabban, so habimina, I would have said, ki plegi Rabban alau, when the Rabban disagree and they say that it's not like Rishas Rabban, hanemili hechadei kechafufi. That's only, says the Gemara in the Erevin, I would have thought to say, only when there are protrusions. So when there's protrusion, okay, it can't be like Rishas Rabban because it's blocking the public from coming to your to the sides of Rishas Rabban. But when there's no protrusions, like a regular tzid of Rishas Rabban, I would say that Moidu, that Rabban actually agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, that the sides of Rishas Rabban would have the halacha like Rishas Rabban because, yeah, because the public ends up moving to the sides when they're in the area of the street. Kamash Malan, says the Gemara in the Erevin, that's what we're coming to tell you, that even when there's no chifufi, like the halacha here by the chatzah shenifritza, it's totally open, that even over there they hold the halacha is that it's not going to be like Rishas Rabban. But it says Taisus Mashman, but it sounds like from the wording of the Gemara over there, Rabbi Lazar Nami Polik, yeah, we're saying that the Rabbanan, not only do they disagree when there's chifufi, but even when there's no chifufi. But it sounds like Rabbi Lazar Nami Polik that he disagrees on both points, even with the kechifufi, even when there are protrusions sticking out of the ground. And that is that the machlikis is by both. So then what's our Gemara asking over here that we didn't hear Rabbi Lazar hold only by chifufi, that maybe over there that they would agree, that he would agree that it does have halacha Rishas Rabban? What do we see from the Gemara Erevin that he holds not Rishas Rabban even when there are chifufi? Says Taisa Vishim, what you could say is that no. Actually, the Hachakam, this is what the Gemara is saying over there. Kamash Balon, what are we learning by saying specifically the case of Chatzah Shenefetza? Is no, the Hecha Delekhi Chifufi Davka Pligi. That no, specifically, that's the only case to disagree about. When the yard is totally breached to the Rishas Rabban. then Rabbi Elazar holds that the Tzidur Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Hashanah. But when there are these pegs sticking out of the ground, then actually Rabbi Elazar actually would agree, like our Gemara is saying, that Tzidur Rosh Hashanah would not be like Rosh Hashanah. Or inami, or another answer you could give is, yes, it's even when there is chifufi. But a hisugi, that sugi in Erevin is kira papa, the hach like a papa, but here, the loy mechalik, that he doesn't differentiate if it's chifufi or not. And that's why he asked the question, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no proof when you take through a makam Torah that you'd be chayv, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, that there's someone who takes from his house through tzidu shasaram to the shasaram is going to be chayv, because, yes, even when there is chifufi, he holds that it's going to be a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore that's how the Gemara Abram would be like him, not like our Gemara's answer over here. Continuing next test of Masal, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Hamashid Vazarik Chayv, someone who stretches out, or he throws instead of walking, so then Chayv is going to be Chayv. Test explains the reasoning of Ben Azai, and that is the Brisa brings that even according to Ben Azai, that he holds Mahalath Kaim Adami, but if let's say you stretched out your hand, and or you threw it, or you didn't walk through the karmelis, then he's going to agree that you're going to be chayv. Ben Taima Taisis, he says, if you're going to say, Amai Moide B'Moshe B'Zarek, why do you say specifically that Ben Azai would agree when you stretch out your hand or when you throw it? What do you mean? Kim D'Lo Yolev Derech Stiyav M'Derech Tzidei, as we wrote in our Gemara, he does not learn out the laws of passing through the bench area from the sides of a Shasaram, as we find in Yimavir, regarding... Whereas the Girsa has in Moitzi, meaning regarding taking out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, we said he doesn't learn that from Tzidu Rosh Hashanah, meaning although Tzidu Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees that one would be Chayiv, as we've said that we would imagine that's such a precedent in the times of the Mishkan, but he doesn't learn that out to the halacha of the bench area. And the bench area says, no, you're going to be Potter. So, Hachanami Loi Nelef Bezerg Mamashah, so then why should it be any different if you're throwing or you're passing? You don't learn that from Tzidu Rosh Hashanah. So either way, when you go through the area of the stuff, even if you're not walking, even if you're just throwing, you should also be potter. Yashlamita says, what you could say is, no, Delebenazai, Mavir Derech Tzidi Nami Potter. It's not true. You're right. The reason why he holds that, even if you transfer through the sides of Rosh Hashanah, not only by the Derech Stav, even over there he holds you'd be potter. Avagav Dohayib Mishkan. No, even though it was in the Mishkan. Mishkan Demahal Ka'im Edami. His principle is, because when you're walking, it's like you stop. So you're right, he wouldn't hold this just specifically by Derech Stiyov, and you're not going to learn it out from Tzidu Rosh Hashanah. He holds, no, the same extension would be by Tzidu Rosh Hashanah. But if you're throwing or passing through the bench area, that Yalav Mizarik HaMoshe Derech Tzidu, that you could learn out from throwing or passing through the sides of Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, just like Moshe and Zarek by the Tzidu Rosh Hashanah, of course he's going to hold that you're going to be Chayef, because you didn't stop over there. There's no concept of Mahal Ka'imid, so to by throwing and passing through the bench here, he's going to hold you Chayiv, because actually, yes, by walking, he actually holds you do learn that stuff from the Tzidu Rosh Hashanah. And actually, by both cases, he's going to hold when you're walking, you're going to be Potter. And therefore, by both cases, he holds you're going to be Chayiv if you're passing and you're throwing. To the next taste of Maschel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Abir Rishuris L'Shabbos, there's four different domains in the laws of Shabbos. That's what the Brisa says. That taste comes to explain, why didn't the Brisa say a fifth Rishus? That is, the four Rishuyas are Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRam, Karmelis, and the Makam Ptor. So Tais brings Kasha LaRashba. It was difficult to the Rashba. Listening, hey Rishuyas, you should say five domains. Why? Because the whole Karfaf, you have, which the Brisa actually mentions this, you have a Karfaf, an enclosed area, that's Yosim and Beisesayim, more than the area of Tusa, Shlehuk of Ladira. But it wasn't enclosed for dwelling purposes, for residential purposes. So the halacha is, Hazarik Mishas Ram L'Taychay Oyipcha, if someone throws from Mishas Ram into the Karfaf, or the opposite, from the Karfaf to Mishas Ram, the halacha is, Chayiv is going to be liable. Meaning, for this element, we view the Karfaf as a Rishas Yach. Even so, Ve'imatat L'Bayil B'Dal Ramas, you only let it carry within Dal Ramas, which, in that respect, we treat like a Karmelis. So this is what's some type of a different domain. It's not a Makam Torah, which you're allowed to transfer from anywhere. It's not like Rosh Hashanah, because you cannot carry Dal Ramas. It's not like a Karmelis, because we say Yechai when you throw from Rosh Hashanah into it. So therefore, it should be its own category of fifth domain. Says Tais of Yashem, what you could say is, no, that he, that Karfav, Rosh Hashanah Gama. Truth is, it's a bonafide Rosh Hashanah. Ella, it's just that le'inyan de'im etalim ba'el b'dal ramas, regards to that you cannot carry more than dal ramas, a su'uya k'karmelis. In that regard, they made it like a karmelis. And therefore, it says, tell you something about k'var shan Rosh Hashanah b'karmelis. We already taught you the laws of Rosh Hashanah b'karmelis. This is really Rosh Hashanah. In astringency, we made it because of the, it's not really like a regular, like on some level, it doesn't look like a regular Rosh Hashanah. So rabbinically, we gave it like a karmelis, but we didn't make, it's not its own domain. It's really Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, we didn't have to say it over again. And moreover, it says Taisa Lachinami, and therefore, so to Loitani, we didn't learn the other case, which is the equivalent that's brought in the Braisa, of Chatzash Le'irvo, regarding a court that an Erev was not done with it, that Azosa rabbinically prohibited area to take out from the houses to the common area of the Chatzar, we didn't count it because essentially, really, the Chatzar is a total Rosh Hashayachid. It's only rabbinically they made it forbidden to carry from the Rosh Hashayachid to this Rosh Hashayachid, and therefore you don't count it as its own domain as a fifth Rosh Hashayachid because really it's a regular Rosh Hashayachid. Next to the Maskel, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Carmelis. So it comes to explain, what's this word Carmelis? Now, the Gemara brought that a Carmelis is a rabbinic area, biblically it's exempted. So the Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi Bereish Shabbos, in the beginning of Masechta Shabbat, Torah Braisa, that the word Carmel, which is the grain when it's rach and umale or mal, which it's soft, which it's loy lach v'loy yavish, it's not totally wet, it's not totally dry, alabain, it's somewhere in the middle, that's what the grain is when it's in the state of Carmelis, which is Carmel mentioned in the Torah. So, Hochanami, that's the same thing over here. Carmelis is Einu, like Kirishas Yachab, like Kirishas Ram. It's the same concept that we're bringing out in the Carmelis. It's not that extreme, and it's not the other extreme. It's somewhere in the middle. That's the same idea from the word of Carmel. To the next test of Masl, this begins with the words of the Gemara. Yesra Kenam Rabbi Huda, and more than this Rabbi Huda said. So, Tesis comes to explain, first of all, the context of this Brisa of Rabbi Huda. What's this Yesra Kain? And moreover, Tesis comes to explain why did the Gemara bring a Brisa and then bring a Mishnah of Rabbi Huda, which generally a Mishnah is more authoritative and it's more of a proof, where Rabbi Huda seems to say the same halach. So Tosafta brings Hachi Misanya B'Tosafta Perek Zayin De'Ervin. This is the Braisa, what it says in Tosafta, in the seventh Perek of Masechta De'Ervin, which the next line, the Gersaris take out, seemingly that it doesn't belong over here, but it says Echad Chaloin Shemin Beis Chatzeris, whether if you have a window between two courtyards, Vechad Chaloin Shemin Shnei Batim Chulu, if you have a window between two houses, etc. And the Vav, and the primary element is the next part of Taisus. Gesharm and the Fashas, you have bridges, and you have those, the edifices, the buildings that's on the grave, or Rishus Aram Makura, or if you have a public domain that's roofed. Regarding all these cases, Metatlan Tachta B'Shabbos to Rebbe Huda. Rebbe Huda holds you allowed to carry beneath them on Shabbos. Now, and this is where the words of our Gemara is, Yes, Rakeinam Rebbe Huda B'Chulu, and even more than this, Rebbe Huda says, which is the case our Gemara brings when you have two houses on two sides of the Rishus Aram. You can make a lechi on this one and lechi on that side, or a cross beam on this one and that one, and then you let a divide Rosh Hashanah and carry as if it was Rosh Hashanah inside. So Perish Tais explains, what's Yesra Kain? B'shnei bat mishnei tzidi Rosh Hashanah. In this case, the Gemara brings down that the Braisa continues, says, if you have two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, even over there, the area in between is going to be considered a biblical Rosh Hashanah, meaning what's the Yesra Kain? Tesis explains the avagav de lekel lemen, because even though in this case, unlike the previous cases, you cannot say pi tikra yerid v'saisim, that the opening, which means the end of the beam of the roof, is going to come down and close the area. Kamei big sharm v'nefashas v'shus ram makur deresha. In the case of the resha, a bridge, for example, or let's say a covered roof, v'shus ram, the end of that cover has an ending, and that is like a mini wall, which you could view as if it's coming down. That's called P'tikri Yerbet Saisim. In the case we're describing over here, when you have the two houses on the sides of Rishas Aram, you don't have this concept of seeing the P'tikri as if it's Yerbet Saisim, because it's a wall as it is. There's no roof over here that goes over the house outside. And that's what the Bryce is saying. A falachi, even so, Noisim Noisim Emtsa, that you could still carry in between those area of those two houses in Rosh Hashanah. Except Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Beis Mechitzas, because yes, two walls is Deiraisa, has been considered a biblical law, Kedamar and Perikol Gagis, in which an Erev and Tadihim and Aleph, and therefore, even though it's just between two walls, you could go ahead and carry in that area of Rosh Hashanah, it can be considered as Rosh Hashanah, even though you can't make anything more than this with P'tikra Yerid V'saisim, where there by the bridge, you could say that the edges close off the area. Here, you don't say that, and even so, he says, it's going to be considered as Rosh Hashanah. Now, but then Taisa wonders, if that's the case, Amayle Maisi Hacha. If you're going to say, why didn't the Gemara bring over here a Masnitin, a Mishnah, as we continue to Vav HaMabeis, the Chol Gagos, and Sech Tzei Erevin over there, and Tzadi Hai Maralov, the Ketani Hasam. The Gemara brings over there the Mishnah that says, V'oidim Rebbe Huda, more Rebbe Huda says, Ma'arvin L'mavah HaMafulash. You can make an Erev for an open mother, which is when you have this large street that opens up into the city square and it's open on both sides to the Rosh Hashanah, still you're allowed to carry in there through by joining the area, because since biblically
it's a Rishus HaYachid, because it has two walls on the two sides, which that's the equivalent of this case we're discussing in our Gemara of the house on two sides of the street. So the question then becomes, why did our Gemara bring a Braisa when you could bring a Mishnah, which is better to bring than the Braisa? Pishlemetah says what you could say is because no, the Masnit Nikla Frushe, that Mishnah you could actually explain. The Ma'arvin Bitsuris HaPesach, yeah, how do you close off and join that area by what's called the form of a doorway, which is when you put two side posts and a crossbeam on top of them, which is like the form of a doorway, that actually makes it as if that side is totally closed off with a full wall. And therefore, it wouldn't be a proof, because maybe then you would say, if you have two walls, which is closed on two sides of this mavoi, if you're making one of the sides as not just a lechi, if you're making a lechi and a lechi and a kairi, you're making a tzuris ha-pesach, that's going to be three walls. So that wouldn't be right for the halacha we're trying to bring here in our Gemara, that he holds even with two walls is considered Rosh Hashanah. Or Yinami, another interpretation, that actually the halacha, the Mishnah, that you can be ma'ar v'mav mefulish, the reason why it would not be a raya, that with two walls would be a Rosh Hashanah, is because having me, I would have thought to say the Masnit Ayri, that Mishnah is talking about b'mav hamefulish Rosh Hashanah. Yes, it's a main street that opens up into the Rosh Hashanah. I would have said that, yeah, but the public does not walk through that mavoi, through that cul-de-sac, through that street that's open up, not a cul-de-sac, but actually open up on both sides. That's why our Gemara brought specifically the braisa, the yesakin of this braisa, of even more than this, that fill the Rosh Hashanah a veris book. Because we're talking about not just a mavoi. A mavoi is not like the Rosh Hashanah. It's not a highway. It's a very wide street, but it just opens up to the Rosh Hashanah. That's why we brought Yesakin, that even the Rosh Hashanah Gemurah Veres, but that it's a regular street that the public is walking through, and still you have two houses on either side of this main street. As long as you have a Lecha Yekara, then you could still carry over the Mishum Nishtei Mechitzes Daraisa, because you see that even with two walls, he holds biblically, it's considered like a Rosh Hashanah. But this is bothered by a question. Ma'avagav the Beperek Kamad Eirin, even on the first Perek Mesechet Zeir, Benav Yoran Amad Alf. Amasnitin, on the Mishnah over there, which talks about if the entryway of the mavi, the harachav b'yod amis, if it's wider than 10 amis, the halacha is yemayit, you have to diminish that area, because according to Rabbanan, anything that's more than 10 amis is not an opening, rather it's what's called a pirtz, it's a breach, and you need to have an opening for the mavi and not breached. Now Rabbi Huda holds you don't have to make it smaller than 10 amis, but mashm, it sounds like from the Gemara over there that the lachala yeser, but at the most Rabbi Huda is going to allow the opening of the mavi is lahit Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda did not permit Ela ad yid gimel amas bishlish, until 13 amas and a third. That's how much he would hold, not 10, but not more than 13. Now the problem is, but based on what our Gemara is saying, and that he holds that you could have two houses on either side, and it's even in a Rishus Aram, which is 16 amas wide, how could Rabbi Huda in our Braisa say that it's permitted, but that's not any better than a Mavli, where a Mavli has to be on the third side, have an opening, but an opening is only up until 13 amas in the third. And here he's saying it, even if it's a Rosh Hashanah, which is an opening of 16 amas. So that takes the answer. This attribute does not permit an opening that's more than 13 and a third amas. That's rabbinic law. But biblically, as our Gemara is saying, is even if it's a width of 16 amas, you could carry in there, because like we said, the Islay Beis Mechitza Darais, because biblically holds, it's enough with the two walls on either side, which are the two walls of this person's houses on either sides of the Rosh Hashanah. And says because you have to say that here he's talking about a bona fide Rosh Hashanah, which is, like we said, 16 amas. That actually that the public's walking through, like we mentioned this idea before, and that's why he brought our Braisa, not the Mishnah in the Ervin, because it's obvious in the first Perek in the Ervin, that Vavim Abbas, where it says, how could you go and set aside and join an area that's a Rosh Hashanah? So it's Taisa Basham Pirashti, there I explain that their Taisa proves that Rabbi Huda is talking about even by a Rosh Hashanah Gemura, as long as you have two walls, it's going to be biblically as the Rosh Hashanah. Now, Taisa said, if you're going to say, why did the Braisa say over here, Zuhi Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara explained, you might be saying this is Rosh Hashanah, come and exclude from Rabbi Huda, that he says that even in a Rosh Hashanah, if you have two walls of house on either side, it's Rosh Hashanah. But says Taisa, why do you need the Braisa to say zu that this Rosh Hashanah to exclude this halacha of Rabbi Huda? But look at later in the Braisa. The Mevoyesam of Halashon, the Braisa says that when you have these streets, these wide streets that are open on either side of the Rosh Hashanah, have Rosh Hashanah, that Mavi itself is a Rosh Hashanah. Shamina Shapir from that part of the Braisa already, you know, Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda, that already would tell us to exclude from the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. The Islay Beis Mechitza, the Braisa, he holds that two walls are biblically Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Lidei, according to him, Mevoyesam of Halashon, Lav Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, the flush streets that are open on two sides, two opposite sides, and the other two sides that are perpendicular are closed off, that according to him, it's not Rosh Hashanah, keeping the Kishtei Mechitz because it has two walls. But our Bryce later on says that Mavim of Foolish, which has two walls, is going to be a Rosh Hashanah. So obviously it's not like him. Why do you need Zuhi Rosh Hashanah Yachid to exclude his halacha? So it says, if you're someone, what you could say is because the Misefa Lehavish, I mean Lafukim Rebbe Yehuda. It's not true. From the end of the Bryce, you would not have known to exclude from the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Because the Havamin, I would have thought to say the time of Rebbe Yehuda. The reason of Rebbe Yehuda that holds when that you have two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, that he says you make a lechi on a side post on this side and a side post on this side, and you can carry in the middle, it's not because two walls are biblically Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You're right. The end of the Braisa says it's not, and he would agree that's the case. It's just, I would have thought to say, Mishum Diksav Lechi V'Kar Mishum Mechitza. It's because he actually holds that the lechi, the side post, or the kar, the crossbeam, is a wall, which is going as a third wall, because you have the two walls, and you have a lechi on either side, of one side to make like a wall. Dikaman the sub hachim perakam de even, like Tez says, there is such an opinion like this in the first pek in Erevin on the stuff tezvav and aleph. So therefore, you would think to say that the braisa that says yes, specifically mevayis mefalash is not Rosh Hashanah Yachid because you didn't put a lechi a kaira. But if you made a lechi on this side and a lechi on the other side, you actually would be permitted to carry inside because that would be like three walls and that would be like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, from there, you would not have a proof that the braisa nalak Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the ratio of the Braisa had to say, when it was describing the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they were saying, Zui Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemara, this is a bona fide Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The Mutter Rabbi Yehuda that's coming to conclude from Rabbi Yehuda, to Loihab Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that is not Rosh Hashanah Yachid, exactly the case that we're describing is his case, because the Lechi Bekari Lechasha Mechitza, because no, we do not consider a Lechi or Kara as a Mechitza to be as a third wall, and therefore it's just two walls, and therefore, yes, he might hold two walls is Daraisa, but we don't hold that two walls is going to be like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Tesis said that the beginning of the Braisa that says yes, Arkane, is going on the Braisa that Tosefta Rebbe Yehuda says that we have bridges and we have by the domes over the graves or covered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that you could carry beneath them on Shabbos. Now, we're saying not only over there where you have the law of Pi Tikkur Yared V'Saisim, that the edge of the roof which is sticking out, you could view it as if it's coming down, so like as if you are walled on all four sides, Rebbe Yehuda says, even though really there's no walls, but you view it as if the roof, the edges of the roof is the beginning of a wall. No, even when you don't have pitik or yer b'saisim, you can still carry inside when you have two houses on either sides of the street because you have two mechitzas, and that's enough to make it a biblical Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But Tais says, why didn't the Gemara bring from a Mishnah, which says that you could be ma'arva mavahem a foolish according to Rabbi Yehuda? So he's answered, because the Mishnah, you could explain that maybe, what does it mean ma'arv the mavahem a foolish when it's towards a Pesach, not just with a lechi occur. That would be like a third wall, but it wouldn't be a right that he holds even by two walls, it's sufficient. Additionally, Tessa answered, because I would have thought to say that maybe the case of that Mishnah, Mav Hama Foolish, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't pass through over there. But a Rosh Hashanah, literally, two walls would not be enough. Therefore, but the Bryce said that even though that there's people literally walking through, it's the Rosh Hashanah, you could still make it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, although Tessa asked that in the Gemara Ervin, the Gemara brings that Rebbe Yehuda only permitted if it's until 13 Amos and a third, not like we're describing here, Rosh Hashanah, which is 16 amas wide. So it's only rabbinically. But biblically, yes, he holds it's even a Rosh Hashanah Deiraisa, which is 16 amas, would be permitted as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid with two walls. Additionally, Taisa asked that why was it necessary the Braisa to exclude from the fact that it says Zuhi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura to say not like Rabbi Yehuda? The Sefer of the Braisa already tells us not like Rabbi Yehuda, because it says that a Mav Hama Foolish, a Mav that's open on two sides is a Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, it's not like Rebbe Yehuda holds two walls enough. So he says, no, I would have thought to say that even according to the Braisa, that specifically Mevayis Mefalash is not Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but if you would have made a Lechi B'Kaira on either side, then it would have been like Rebbe Yehuda, there would be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because that would make it like a third wall, and therefore there wouldn't be any Raya that the Braisa holds not like Rebbe Yehuda. Therefore, we needed the Reish of the Braisa to say, no, Zuhi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura, to tell you that specifically this is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, meaning when it has three or four walls halachic, to exclude Rebbe Yehuda that only has two walls, and that adding a lech in the kara is not going to make it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because that is not considered as a mechitza to make it into a bona fide wall.